Whatever the Holy Spirit is saying. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. But observe what it says from a child. Before you have known the Holy Scriptures, which is the word to appreciate, to place value on something. We have studied this in some of our other teachings. It says he's able to make you wise, sophizo, S-O-P-H-I-Z-O, which means to make you smart. When you are smart, it says the Holy Scripture is able to make you smart, or like Courtney English would say, it makes you smart. Unto salvation, which is through faith in Christ. That means the Scriptures have a singular bias. They are written, of course, the Scriptures there is talking about the books of the prophets, Genesis to Malachi. It's talking about those books who are written to the intent that you are smart as concerning salvation through faith, which is in Christ. If you have listened to some of our other teachings, salvation through faith in Christ, the prophet, you'll be able to appraise the fact that salvation is a big word, right? Right? A big word that encompasses what? The Savior is salvation and the saved. So, when you just see salvation, soteria, you know, it's a big word that you can't have soteria without a sota, S-O-T-R-E-R. You can't have salvation without a sota. So, there has to be a Savior. There has to be the saved, the one who are rescued, who are the Jubilee. Alright, so, in part of salvation, we studied the saved, you know, the life of those who are now saved. What do they do? Because we are saved to an end. We are saved to serve Him. We are saved to also proclaim the news of His salvation. And so, Paul is telling Timothy, saying, when you see Genesis to Malachi, they are written not just so you will believe, they are also written so that you can know how to act when you have believed. Does that make sense? That makes sense? So, salvation through faith in Christ will encompass not just the fact that I will believe in the Sota, in the Messiah, but the fact that I will also now know about me, the saved. How I ought to comport myself, how I ought to act. Like we have already said in Matthew 28:19, that discipleship, teaching all nations, will have to do with both doctrine and character. Right? That is, when you say, I'm a disciple of Christ, it's not just in knowledge, it's also in what you do. Why do your disciples not wash hands like the disciples of John? That makes sense? That's the question they asked Jesus. So that means they knew his disciples by what they did. They didn't have to know what they know. They didn't have to open their head and say, what's in your head concerning the Torah? No, they just said, they don't wash hands, they are your disciples. And so discipleship is both in knowledge and in character. And so, if we look at salvation from the prophet, it means we are going to find out the things the saved ought to now do. And so, there are times that you just see characters in the, what we call the Old Testament, but for the sake of this teaching, I'm going to call it the Old Testament, which we already know much about that. It's not Old Testament. So much Genesis is a New Testament teaching. Because it's not even under the law. But let's leave that for tonight. So for the sake of this teaching, we just call it Old Testament, right? But we know more than that. Alright, so again, you find some character in what we call the Old Testament, and then you wonder, why did they write this one down now? How is this one do for salvation? And you forget that it's not just to point to the Sota, also to teach the saved what are the values of salvation. What are the things that you can inculcate, as it were, into daily Christian living? And you observe that the writers of the epistles, also they took that into cognizance. They took that into notice. Where you find someone like James mentioning Job, right? He mentioned Job, he mentioned Elijah. Elijah prayed earnestly. that it should not rain for 3.5 years, and it did so. And then he prayed again that it should rain, and it did, the fervent prayer of a righteous man. So he will bring what we do in salvation prayer, and then he will use Elijah as an example for you. You see how all scriptures is given to make you smart unto salvation. Eh? Aha. So, again, after you get what I just said now. So, when you see salvation like that, don't just think about, oh, I believe, and then it comes into my heart. Fine. When it comes into my heart, what is happening is also salvation. And that's why I told you that Romans 8:14 used it as present continuous. We have been led, and will be led from the flesh to the spirit. Does it make any sense? Alright, so it is present continuous. So he will say, he wants to talk about prayer of what the righteous man would do. And he goes to Elijah. The fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Look at Peter. He used Noah. 1 Peter 3. Noah, whereunto the baptism by water also says, like in the days of Noah, you know. John used Cain. He said, of Cain which was of the wicked one. 1 John 3. Cain who was of the wicked one. So again, you find examples of characters to emulate and characters to not emulate. Right there in what we call the Old Testament. And it's part of the values that make up the disciple of the Christ. Values. Who else? I've said James. I've said John. Have I said Peter? Eh? Peter, Noah now. I said Noah. What else of Noah? Jude, we saw that in a recent teaching. What teaching was that? Ephesians. Eh? Ephesians, yes. Yes, Ephesians, where we talked about the error of Balaam. Abi? And the way of Cain, the error of Balaam, and the gainsaying of Korah. Yeah, you remember that one? Alright, so again, those are examples from the prophet. So you can't just say they are mere stories. They might not point to salvation as per believing in the gospel, but they are all, they point to value systems to emulate or not to emulate right from the prophets. The writer of Hebrews also did the same. We will talk about Abel. By faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice. Hebrews 11:4. Offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Verse 6, he talked about Noah. Verse 8, he talked about, is it Noah now? Then he talk about Abraham, then talk about Sarah, then talk about Isaac, then talk about Jacob, then talk about Joseph. By faith, Joseph gave an instruction that his bones should not be left in Egypt. Then verse 23, he talk about Moses. By faith, Moses parted the waters. By faith, you know, he talk about Rahab, the harlot. But he called her harlot, rather than Hebrews. By faith, the harlot Rahab. There are some things that just stay with you. Even after she had believed and everything. By faith, they are not real. The rest you say, you don't know. Alright, so let's just leave that one. So, he made mention of examples. And by faith, he mentioned Gideon, he mentioned Barak, he mentioned, he didn't mention Daniel directly. But he said by faith, many stop the mouth of lions. Two people that you can look at. Samson, right, which he mentioned already, and then the real stopping of the mouth of lions. You know, Samson's own, that stopping of lions. I don't want that. Do you want that one? Eh? I know that one. You can never want that one. You know, by faith, he stopped the mouth of lions, and then by faith, someone just walked in and then made the lion his pillow. That is the real stopping of the mouth of lions. Hallelujah. He mentioned Daniel. So Daniel is talking about by faith, some escaped the danger of fire. What comes to your mind is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Shadrach, Meshach, and it's fine. Alright, so again, there are characters to emulate right from what we call the prophets. The prophets. So again, we ought to be smarter. Like 2 Timothy 3:15 says, smart enough to pick up virtues. Smart enough to pick up values in their written stories. In their written stories. So, again, it's not out of place to take a character and learn values and that's from such. Values. It's not out of place. We have teachings around this. We have from Elijah, right? Right? Don't say where is the God of Elijah, right? A teaching like that. Then we have Deborah. I've done Deborah. Lessons from Deborah's song. That I think that's the height of it. Which one again? Lessons from 1 Samuel. Have they? Lessons from 2 Samuel. Which one again? Have we done Elisha? Very, very soon. But tonight, we've done Elisha. Okay, why the oil stopped? Huh? Okay. Okay. So, there are lessons to pick. So tonight, let's look at Daniel. This will probably be a, what do you call it? When you're trying to redeem a past evil you have done. Alright, so let's look at Daniel. So again, because we use one Dan like that in the Deborah song. That was not Daniel. So I'm just trying to, if your name has been called Dan, tonight is your night. Lessons from Daniel. So let me give you a background. Daniel was a teenager who was captured as a slave to Babylon. Slave to Babylon to serve. Babylon was a pagan nation. When you say a nation is pagan, that means a nation where they don't serve the God of Israel. We call them pagan. What you have in the New Testament as Ethan, right? What you have as Gentiles. Good. So, a pagan nation, Babylon, they captured Daniel, and other Hebrew slaves, to serve a pagan king. So, it's a foreign nation. A lot of things happen, and that's what we want to look at. Daniel chapter 1. New things are happening. God's word is working. Daniel chapter 1. Daniel chapter 1. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem, and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, unto his hands, which was part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king spoke unto Ashpenaz, the master of the eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the princes, children in whom there was no blemish, well favored, and skilled with no wisdom, cunning in knowledge, and understanding science, such as had the ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were the children of Judah, Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, Azariah, unto whom the prince of Egypt gave names, unto Daniel gave Belshazzar. Ananiah Shadrach, to Mishael Meshach, and to Azariah Abednego. So, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were not actually their names. That was the name that was given to them by the pagans, by unbelievers. Their names were actually Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. I have a friend named Mishael. Verse 8. But Daniel proposed in his heart that he would not defy himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Of course, it was granted to him, which is not normal, but because he found favor with the prince of the eunuchs, they gave him normal food. Why did he say that? Because they were idol worshippers. And so what happens is that, one, before they give the king the food, they would have presented it to their gods. That's one. And number two, those meals were forbidden in Israel. Just the same way Moses will warn Israelites that they must not take the meats of Egypt. And he will call them unclean because they are from the land of many gods. So the same thing, Israel preserved that tradition. So there are certain meats they don't take. There are certain drinks they don't take. And it's still to today. Certain things that they just absorb themselves from. And so Daniel came with that to Babylon. And in Babylon, he was staying in the palace, where he had access to the king's food. Even the members and the citizenry of Babylon did not have that. But because they were preserving those slaves, so that they can look good in the presence of Nebuchadnezzar, who will eventually mess up and eat grass. So that they can look good in the presence of Nebuchadnezzar, they gave them the portion of the king's meat. And Daniel proposed in his heart that he is not going to defile himself with that food. Now, all other Hebrew slaves that were brought ate it. Save Daniel and his three friends. They ate it. And you can't blame them. You are in the palace as a slave. A whole lot of things has happened to you. And now, they are given fried rice, chicken. Oh, let us say. They are given pounded yam and a goose with some nice meats. Hallelujah. With five alive citrus busts. Amen. That is cold. Now put it thick. So that you will know. There is labor. And Daniel says, no. Give me Gary. With his friends. That's not the point. The point is that they proposed in their hearts. He had to uphold his Jewish standards. Number one, he was away from home. But he had the integrity. Much more than that integrity. You know, it didn't matter to Daniel what everyone around him was doing. He proposed in his heart, he and his three friends, not to conform themselves to the pattern of this world. That's what we find in Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Be not conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed. I used to attend, as a younger child, I used to attend the success camp of the Deeper Life Christian Ministry. Because the proprietor of my primary school was Deeper Life, the pastor in Deeper Life, Pastor Lawoye. And then I was the only one. He just take me. He would come to my house, take permission from my parents. And my mom, ain't that to be church. You just release like that. I want that. You just hate me. I just be releasing me. And then you keep my sister, you know. It's church, Abby. Take him. Where's your slippers? I remember Kenny will come then to Reverend Global Harvest. Yes. Global Harvest has been existing since. There was the boy brother John, who come to for fellowship. Good evening, man. I want to take Junior for fellowship. His fellowship, Abby, take him. I want to play ball. Part of this, don't you understand? So I started success camp. And one of the things that stuck with me, there was one camp that they played the screen. The screen pastor William Funchoko Kumuyi. And then he said, and I think it's a mantra of the Deeper Life Ministries, others may, but I cannot. That has stuck with me since I was a child. Others may, but I cannot. And that was Daniel's mantra. I don't care if other Hebrew children are eating it. Bible says he has proposed in his heart. He proposed in his heart. That is consecration. Everyone must have that thing that you have made up your mind about. Consecration. I have made up my mind that nothing in this world will stop me from praying every week. It's a consecration. I'm going to have vigils every week. So regardless of the pressure of this world, regardless of circumstances, regardless of my needs being met or not, regardless, I'm going to pray every week. Why? I have proposed in my heart. So there's a lesson from Daniel. It is consecration. How a believer ought to have must do's. These are non-negotiables. It will become a lifestyle. I remember as a younger child. Now, my dad, at the point he asked me, he said, what can he do for the church? Then he said, what can he be doing?
I said, I don't know.
Then I just discovered that he bought a chair for the keyboardist. He asked the carpenter to make it. Custom. They measured the man's strong, everything. Made it for him. Then later he bought the cover for the pastor's chairs. I asked him, I said, why did you know this one? He said, that is what I told God last year that I would do. Such a good attitude. Then, at some point, I think for about 3 years, he kept buying fuel for the church generator. Yeah, you might not even know. I'm just saying it. He kept buying diesel. I think I've told you before. Diesel. For 3 years. Every Sunday service. And church then, Sunday service was like, from 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock, you started Sunday school. And then, it won't go off to like 2, 3. Imagine you are buying this that will span 6 hours, 7 hours. But that stuck with me. What stuck was, he said, that was what I told God I would be doing. Consecration. It's between you and God. What is your consecration? What is your consecration? That is between you and Jesus alone. I've had people who have said, I will have a new disciple every week of the year. It's a consecration. And that's some work. So at the end of the year, it will say, I have had 52. If you ask him, how many disciples do you have, he said, 52. How do you know how can I say, because it's every week. Is it your pastor that has to say, no. It's between me and the Lord. Do you have a consecration? Serving God has to do with a consecrated heart. An heart that has found union with the Savior in service. Daniel proposed in his heart. He proposed in his heart not to defile himself. What is your consecration? What is that thing that no man can take away? It's a covenant between you and God. It could be praying for your pastor every day. It's a consecration. But what? The Reverend Tokumbo, he prays every 3 hours. Wherever he is in the world, if he's in the plane, if he's in the exam hall. Once it's 12, he'll go and pray. He'll excuse himself. Once it's 3, he'll come back. It'll be 5 minutes. Once it's 3, you just see him. Maybe bow his head some. He's praying again. He comes back again. Once it's 6, and I learned he has been doing that for 23 years. What a heart. What is your consecration? What you have made up your mind with the Lord to do. Nobody has to know. It is personal. Between you and God. What is that thing that is unshakable? It could be, I will not miss a single meeting in my local church for the next 10 years. No matter what happens. How about that? How about that for some consecration? I will not go late for any meeting. I will ensure that all my disciples are in service. It's a personal thing. Daniel proposed in his heart, between him and God, that this one, nobody can take it away. Just like Jesus told Mary. Right? Told Martha. He said, Martha, you are troubled about many things. Luke chapter 10. You are troubled about many things. Mary has chosen the good path, and no man can take it away. So Mary's consecration, Mary's determination is to learn God's word. To sit at Jesus' feet. To be a disciple true and true. Jesus said, nobody can take it away. What is yours? What is yours? Daniel had that consecration. That art of devotion. You can't be a Christian. You just live anyhow. You wake up. And just do it. Nothing. Nothing is changing. Nothing, you know. You have no sense of devotion. No sense of devotion. Those days, when you wake up and go to church for vigil, personal vigil, you meet people. How may I grow? You meet people. You also came for personal vigil. Church don't do the vigil though. Just see everybody in their corner. In the name of Jesus. They're praying for needs. I don't know everybody, but as I know, some of my own cliques, people who had time, there was a particular guy in Ife. Every, they can kidnap him. Every 1:30, he will stand up from his bed to go and pray. Such that someone that wanted to squat, that we didn't allow, he would just come by 1:30, he would wait at the door like this. As the guy is leaving, we'll go to his bed. And we set alarm. Because he did not come back till 4:30. So the guy would not sleep. That squatter guy would not sleep. He just be waiting at the door and he'll be checking time. Because he knows that by 1:30, there will be a free bed. And there was no single night. I see. Even the night he was terribly sick. Terribly sick. I was shaking under the blanket. As the alarm ran at 1:25. He said, no go now, Victor, no. Ah, you are not. Smart. He said, I'll be fine. Shaking, gnashing of teeth, cold. He still went out to wash on ground. That's the night I followed. This one is a judgment. I cannot sleep after sitting down. How will you sleep? This is consecration, it's personal. My own is different. What's your own that is different? Where is it? My own is different. My own is that I will sleep when I ought to sleep. Nonsense consecration. I just had to follow. I said, I'm feeling fine. I will now sleep. I don't care this consecration. This one, I have to pray with this one. I watched him. He sat down on the field that night. Because he could not stand to walk. He just sat down. And was praying. Those are Christians. It's not by shouting glory. Glory! Glory! It's not by shouting glory. Those are Christians. Those are people that will move the mighty hand of God. Those are people that when they say go, it goes. If he says leave, it will leave. Why? He is close to God. That's what you want to hear. He is... No! There's someone that's closer to God. We are one spirit with him. He is in me. I am in him. Pele. You are close to God like this. He is in you like this. What is your consecration? Daniel proposed. It is intentional. It is determined. You determine it. You determine it. Come what may. Come rain, come sunshine. Let the clouds meet the ground. This will not change. I will always obey the leader of Christ. Come what may. I remember the story Pastor Biodu Kasumo told us when we were younger. Of the man that told his son, he went to sea again. So he told his son that even if the heavens fall, remember the son? Even if the heavens fall, he says, don't leave this place. So they were watching the game. He went to get something. And then there was a bomb blast or something. There was a riot or something. Everywhere was scattered. They hear bomb blast. And that's what he said. Bam! You know what he said? Everybody was running and in fact, there were rescue team. A rescue team came, wanted to carry everybody up and then show them the pathway. The boy said, no, I'm not going anywhere. And he was crying on the spot. He just sat down there. So the father came after everything was settled. And said, why didn't you follow the rescue team? Why didn't you go? Why didn't you run for your life? He said, you told me that even if the heaven falls, I should not leave this place. That is the art of consecration. He had every excuse to leave. He had every excuse to say, this one is danger, this one, I don't know, I'm obeying you, daddy. He was crying. See, you told me that even if the heaven falls, I must not leave this place. What's that simple act of devotion that you have to your God? What's that thing that burns in your heart like fire? That simple act of devotion, that's the lesson from Daniel. Consecration. A simple act of devotion. He proposed in his heart. He will not defile himself. Daniel was a man of consecration. A man of the heart of gold. The heart of God. Look at Daniel chapter 6. In Daniel chapter 6. So, see, if you can listen very well. If you can obey God and stay with your consecration in simple matters, the greater matters will not move you. If you are known how to obey God when you add money, when you don't have it, it will be easy to obey God. You won't find it difficult. Why? Because you have always been an obedient child. You have always found a way to ensure that
Oh, my discipleship is income. My prayer time is not touchable. When the hardship of life comes, when persecution comes, when there are contrary winds, you will find it easy to stay and to obey. The same reason why many are looking for the living of God when they want to get married. Someone speaking to me one day, on Friday, today is Saturday, yesterday morning, but let's walk. We bring pictures. I said to who? Well, now you know I'm a pastor. Bring 4 pictures. 4 is even too much. You didn't bring 2. I'm just saying, tinko, bam. The boy will come from. I said, go and pray now. I said, is there no way God has been talking to you? He said, but you know God speaks to his prophets more. I said, it's because they listen more. That answered the question. But you have known how to hear God in simple matters. It should be easy. So Daniel has always had that purposefulness in his heart. To stay with the leading of God. To stay with God's law. To stay with God's word. To be unmoved by the world. He has always had it. So in Daniel 6, look at what happened. Chapter verse 1, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over the presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes may give account to them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the president and prince, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole land. Come with us 4 to 5 together. Then the president and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could find no fault, for as much as he was what? Faithful. Neither was there any error or fault. Neither was fault. So because the king chose him over all the princes and presidents, he now wanted to find something. But the Bible says they could not find any fault. That is part of the qualifications of a bishop that Paul mentioned in 1 Timothy 3. A bishop must be blameless. And by saying qualification of a bishop, always know that he's not a bishop yet. That means talking to every Christian. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Eh? Aha. If I say, if you desire the office of a bishop, you desire a good thing. That means you are not a bishop yet. He's not saying what you will have before it. A Christian ought to be blameless. A minister of Christ. As much as it lies within your power, you will not have a blame. You find yourself always saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. You have said I'm sorry more than you have said I'm blessed. Something is wrong. If your cellular decides to show you the start with you, you will cover your eyes. I'm sorry, sir. Just type it with your cellular. One time. Sorry. And see how many results. Such results, 424. Ibolotiri. Sorry, news. Officially, sorry. A bishop must be blameless as long as allows your power. You can't afford to be the headquarter of correction. HQ. In fact, you have received correction so much that if you want to correct another member, you should point to that member and say, go and meet Sister So. She will tell you the correction. Say why? Hard drive of correction. This is hard drive. Where you store? Google Drive. Cloud. We store it in the cloud. A bishop of meaningless. One of the things we found in Daniel. He could not find a fault. Imagine an entire nation is looking for your fault and he said, there's no fault. Because he was faithful. Second lesson from Daniel. Faithfulness. I'm going back to that consecration. For faithfulness. Whatever you are doing for the Lord, be faithful. Be faithful so much that even your position will say, the guy is faithful. Why didn't the Pharisees go to meet Peter? They would have met their doom. Why didn't they say, Peter, how can you help us get Jesus? He would just be there and say, oh, come at night. Come to the guest man. Then he wait for them and guest man would go on. AK-47, as they are coming, dump! Tell me that I won't kill him. Dump! Because they knew Peter was faithful. Jesus called him Rock. Rock. Hallelujah. His name is Simon. Jesus said, you are Rock. You are Cephas. You are a solid rock. He's faithful. Are you faithful? See, preach the gospel with so much
desire, with so much gusto, with so much passion, that even the unbeliever who knows that he is the unbeliever, as he's doing unbelief like this, he knows that, this guy preached. Be faithful with the gospel. Be blameless with prayer. He could find no fault in him. Lessons from Daniel. Faithfulness. Are you faithful? I told you that there's a difference between what? Diligence and faithfulness. That's why you see some people who are taught to be serving the Lord. And then they just fall back away and wonder, what happened? This brother used to pray. This brother used to, because he was doing it out of natural diligence. You know some people are just diligent naturally. How many of you know? There are some folks, diligent naturally. If you're in school now, there are some folks that, they don't pass, they might not be passing the exam very well. Or if you see them in night class. Oh, no matter, you see them in night class. You're not sleeping, no. I don't even know what I'm saying now. It's in every university. They're not sleeping. When he passed, he just had that natural diligence. Yeah, some of us are in those there at that time. Giving glory to God. Hallelujah. And people will be saying, how does this person, when you read now, he's just diligence. So, some part that natural diligence, so they carry it also to service. Sister, can you give me a wash? We are mopping. We are cleaning. Say no more. Sister, can you fix Bob? I can fix Bob. My name is Fixer. The letter. Where is Sister Fixer? She says she will not be around today. Hope no problem. She says she's not doing too well. Next Sunday, where is Sister Fixer? Sister Fixer says she wants to go and fix nails. Fixing on good way. Next tomorrow, where is Sister Fixer? Sister Fixer went to fix piercing. Who don't we need the conimu? Oh yeah. Like a camel. Like the one that yoke is upon. Where is Sister Fixer? Sister Fixer says she cannot make it to church again. What happened to Sister Fixer? She was diligent, not faithful. Faithfulness has to do with your consecration. The things you are very, very convinced about. I'm convinced that Jesus died for my sins. And I am determined to let the world know and to ensure that men are saved to this end. I'm determined to see men worship and submit to the Lordship of Jesus. That is faithfulness. So, everything I do out of that determination is faithfulness. So, I could be washing the toilet for church, and I'm just doing out of sheer diligence. But the moment I know that this is part of my Christian service, this is supernatural, remember? I'm full of the Holy Ghost doing this, it's supernatural service, right? Where I ought to walk in love in it, where I ought to walk in honor, right? And I ought to be committed to, the moment she knows that, and that this is an offshoot, a result, a show of my submission to the Lordship of Jesus. The moment that has come to service, as faithfulness, that's gone beyond the walls of mere diligence, you are now faithful. Faithfulness. Are you faithful? Daniel was faithful. Let's read on. So verse 4 says, they could not find any occasion of fault, for as much as he was faithful, where was there any error fault found in? Can we read verse 5? Then said this man, we cannot find any occasion against this Daniel, except to find it against him concerning... They knew that that's the only way. If you want to get this guy, touch his consecration. He will collect anything from you. He will work in love with you. If you want to get him, tell him not to go to church. Tell him that. Tell him that you will not go for that meeting. That's the only way you can get Daniel. So let's see. Verse 6. Then these present princes assembled together to the king and said unto him, King Darius, you live forever. You reign forever. You want to collect something? You want to ask for something? All the presidents of the kingdom and governors and princes, the counselors and captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute. So, suddenly, he came up with a plan and make a firm decree
that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save you, O the king, he shall be cast in the den of lions. Now, O the king, establish this decree. Sign this writing, that it cannot be changed according to the law of Medes and Persians, which utter not. Then the king Darius signed the decree. Of course, why would he sign? The pagan king. He said, nobody should worship any other person but you. Then, you guys, this is for me. Such honor. I signed it. Nobody, no other god. Because he felt, would not let any god. The people in the country are pagans. There's nobody going to say, you didn't mind. So, but, as then, now when Daniel knew the writing was signed, he went to his house. And his windows being open in his chamber, it was Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he has always done. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying. What that they found? They most likely were at his window. Because the entire decree was because of one man. So they were just waiting for him at the window. He was not about CCTV. He goes home pray now. This is a faithful man. See how consecration and faithfulness means. Are you seeing it? He has proposed in his heart that nothing touches my devotion to God. And so, when the decree came, it was easy. Why do many people find it difficult to walk in God's plan and purpose for their lives? Because all this while, they have submitted to the gimmicks and the quick fixes of the devil. They are submitted to the natural. They are now carnal. Every time you just put in logic, you squat in senses. So when it's time to walk in the plan of God, when it's time to walk in the purpose of God, you are not found. You are found wanting. Why? Because you have not followed the small, the great will be too great. Then he had proposed this out. Right from food, you are now talking about prayer. And you think he will not pray. Someone that could let go of the king's meal. Something that you have thought is insignificant. It's insignificant. It doesn't matter. See, this one doesn't matter. See, what matters is your heart. Not the food. What matters is your heart. By the time you think that matters with the heart now came. You know what I'm saying now? Prayer now matter with the heart. See, the food does not matter with the heart. It's just food though. It doesn't reach my heart. What defiles the man? It begins scripture. What defiles the man is not what goes in. It's what comes out from his heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the man speaks. So see, Proverbs. Man of God. You could not do consecration with what goes in. So that's why I don't fast. Issue is not about what goes in. Hallelujah. It's about what goes in. It's about what comes out. Tongues is coming out. Your liver will come out. So when it came to matters of the heart, no one should pray. Daniel found it easy to walk in God's plan. So, he knelt down to pray. Faced Jerusalem. Then the men assembled and the curtain. Verse 12, then he came near and spoke before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that has a petition of need, but within 30 days, save with the king, shall be cast in the den of lions? The king answered and said, thing is true, according to the law of Medes and Persians, which utter not. He answered and said, therefore the king, that Daniel, that one you like, that Daniel, which is of the children of captivity of Judah, did not regard you. Oh, he did not regard the decree that you have signed, but he makes his petition 3 times a day. Then the king, when he heard these things, was sore displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored to the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then this man assembled to the king and said, No, O king, that the law of Medes and Persians is, that no decree of nature which the king established may be changed. The king loved him so much, and the king did not want to put him there. Why? He's faithful. He was looking for him. Then he came back and said, the one you signed, the part of the one you signed, can't be, there's no refund though. You can't take it away. And then verse 16. Then the king commanded and said, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spoke and said unto Daniel, your God whom you serve continually, he will deliver you. Even the pagan can now know what can make this guy be praying like this. My dad at the point said, no, church, all these sort of things. When he discovered I did not listen to anything, he said,
Do you know why I know that? Like, you're a pastor. Because with all my shakara and all my beating, you didn't stop. Because, truth be said, I bear on my body the mark of Christ. I chop beating. Meetings I will go for and I'll come back 10 o'clock in the night. And I just find someone with his leg on the stool, crossed, with newspaper to one side, watching NTA. And he will not look at you and just be saying, where are you coming from? You are here. He's looking at you. Where are you coming from at this ungodly hour? In a godly thing you go do. I went for a meeting. Don't say Holy Ghost meeting. I went for a meeting, church meeting, prayer meeting. I didn't know it would take this long. Prayer meeting. Hope the prayer covers your persecution because I'm going to beat you. Knee down there. Guess what? I'll go the next day. And as I'm going, what I'll tell myself is, the maximum is beating. Now, it was painful. I'm not a goat. It was painful. It was sometimes unbearable. That's why sometimes I like when he travels. When you're just happy that your father has traveled. Because my mom, just a church. It's church. God bless you, Jody Jen. So sometimes when I go to play PS too. Where I come from? Meeting. Prayer meeting. Prayer meeting. Mama Kwebeyemo, Mama Kwebeyemo. That is, don't stay out late. But my dad, anything late. His issue is not, his issue is, he is inside and you're not inside. You get the point? His issue is, he is inside and you, and all his children are not inside. He's just one child that is out. It's me. He beat me. The only reason why I know that, is your God that you are following. I know that we are the ones that made, that put you in the way of Christ. Sure, Christ give it to me. But I waited for you. Now that was both of us with the bow to. He said, we are the ones that put you in the way of Christ. But, come over here, two at that. When he said this, now I just got him. Oh no, Jesus have yelled. Daddy. Oh no, Jesus will let me. Now sit down. After you, now sit down. Oh no, Jesus. Thank God for your salvation of your soul. Thank God for JC Media. He said, because you stayed, because you didn't move. Thank God I didn't. Thank God I didn't. Thank God Pastor Chris Olakilome. Give me that art of, I don't know. It was solid. Thank God for that man. That heart was solid, man. Every time I just feel like giving up, I just hear his voice again. Don't stop talking it. Hallelujah. He said, that's the same thing. The king said, your God that you continually serve, he will save you. Imagine Daniel saying, it might not, I'm begging you, don't let them throw me. Daniel did not say this, because his consecration covers persecution. His consecration covers the hard times. His consecration is not in just the easy moments. It's not just for the snowflakes time. No, his consecration covered the hardest of weathers. He has proposed in his heart. No man can take it away. And his son was brought, verse 17. And laid upon the mouth of the tent. And the king sealed it with his own signet. With the signet of his lords. That the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace. And passed the night fasting. He passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him. And he could not sleep. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spoke and said to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God. Someone is born again here. Servant of the living God. Is your God whom you serve were not able to deliver you from the lions? Who was not mocking him? Who was expecting a response? Then Daniel said to the king, O king, good morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was expecting dreams. He said, good morning, sir. How was your night? I enjoyed mine here. The only issue was the mosquito. The only issue was a lion. The mosquito. O live the king. My God has sent his angel. And has shot the mouth of lions. And they have not caught me. For as much
As before in innocency was found in me, and also before you, O king, I have done nothing. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that he take Daniel out of the den. So Daniel was taken out of the den. No manner of thought was found upon him, because he believed in his God. And the king commanded, and they brought those men which have accused Daniel, and cast them into what? Tell you. Them, their children, their wives. People will not do anything. Their children, their wives, and the lion had the mastery of them, master class, and broke all their bones in pieces. However, they came to the bottom of the den. As they were telling them, they were like, if lions are not, what will happen? It is Daniel that just came out now. As they were approaching, the lion said, welcome, sir. Where would you like to be eaten first? The head or the tummy? I like this tummy. But Daniel maintained his consecration. He must have learned, listen very well, that God does not leave his own. Because in chapter 3, we have the case of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who are meant to bow down to the statue of Nebuchadnezzar. And they said, no, we will not bow down to any statue. For our God is able to deliver us out of the fiery furnace. And if you still don't throw us, we still not bow. Daniel had picked up encouragement. And now he can stay his ground. What is your consecration? Jesus is speaking to you tonight. What are those things that non-negotiable? Nobody can touch it. Eventually, a lot of people will submit and stand their ground for Jesus because you stayed. Like the King Darius. He said, Daniel, servant of the living God. Why? The pagan king now proclaimed the name of the Lord. Because a man had his consecration intact. Not Christians that are fair weather. When everything is going fine, you are praying and praying in tongues. When everything goes south, you don't come to church. Why? There are some challenges that are facing me and I am facing them. No element of faithfulness. No element of faithfulness. May you be found faithful all your life. May your heart never say no to Jesus. What is your consecration? Why a lot of people are not given to the Lordship of Jesus today? Because some of us have not stood our grounds. We are bent with the road. We are flown with the tide. It ought not to be. It ought not to be at all. Darius eventually changed because of Daniel. Those are the real testimonies. What is your consecration? You can't look up and look down at the same time. What is that thing that your eyes is fixed upon? You can't be look up and look down at the same time. It's not possible. Except there's mirror up. You can't look up and look down at the same time. Your eyes must be fixed on Jesus. What is your consecration? What are the values you stand for? Have values. Have things that you have made up your mind that heaven and earth will pass away. This one will remain. Your prayer time. Untouchable. From Christians still, your prayer thing. You are still missing it. Break every chain. You cut chain in the middle. You just have mood change to bling bling. Sleep off. Sleep. Sleep off your salvation. Sleep off your faithfulness. Those are core consecration elements. Prayer time. Do you have a time in the week that you are devoted to praying? It's not your prayer group I'm talking about. Every Tuesday, every Thursday before service, I will come maybe an hour before and I will pray for the service. You know, it's a consecration plan. Every Sunday, I will pray for the service. I will do this for the media team. I will constantly do this for the music team. I will do this. I will buy this. Those are things. If I see a need in the church, I will fix it. Those are consecration elements. I will wait for so-and-so to tell me to do this before I do it. My follow-up, I will do it with my life. So that there will be no Sunday that I do not have at least 5 people that go to church. Those are faithful spirits that make up your consecration. Faithful. What is your consecration? Where did you put it? Where is that faithfulness? Where is it? Don't be an ordinary Christian. For the sake of the word, I'm just using it like that. You'll be a Christian of sunshine.
be a Christian like Daniel. Come rain, come sunshine. Let the heavens touch the soil. These things will not change. Pray for me as a close. Be consecrated. Something that no one can take from you. Something that hardship cannot take from you. Something that whether you are boxed up or you are boxed down. you know that you are boxed down. No money. Something that nothing can take from you. Hardship cannot take from you. Unemployment will not take from you. This one is between me and Jesus. Anyone that comes between us will be this one. He will go behind me. Prayer times. Giving. Consecration. Consecration. Jesus is looking for faithful servants. What will he say? Well done. Faithful servant. Because service ought to be faithful. Service ought to be faithful. Doing it without faithfulness, the way you're just doing is natural. It's just sheer diligence of the natural. What is your consecration? You wrote something down last year. You said you will be doing this for the Lord. Have you stayed with it at all? You wrote something down the year before. Where? Can you even remember it? Can you even find the book? You are crying. You are crying when you are writing it. This is. I will do this. Jesus, I will do this. Jesus, Lord, God, Angel Michael, I will do it. Angel Gabriel, I will do it. We eventually found the book on the floor in church. And we saw, Angel Michael, I will do it. I'm just kidding. God, I love you. I love you. I love you forever. It's all the moment. It's not about what you hear them. It's about what's in your heart. You see the real consecration. It's not on paper. It's what on that last day. You won't say nobody took this one from me. I did this one with my life. That's faithfulness. That's faithfulness. That's faithfulness. Is what I'm going to do, and no man will touch it. Even if someone appears to me and says, "It's Jesus," I'll tell him to show me in his words. My brother did. God told him about eternal salvation. I don't believe you. So you will show me from the Old Testament. You will show me in the Old Testament. I show me the Epistle. Where you have said these things. When you show me, we can talk again. And actually, he saw Jesus. And right in that vision, Jesus showed him 21. 7 in each place he asked for. Where salvation is coming. And he came from the vision and said, "Guys, we have to teach something." Because he had the consecration to what he had. What's your consecration? What's your consecration? Daniel proposed in his heart. How I love that phrase. Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with the king's meat. Guess what? He did not end with proposing. He did it. He acted it out. And that gave him a lot of confidence to pray when no one in the nation was praying. To the follow-up when everybody was despising the gospel. To flow with the things of the Spirit when everybody was mocking it. Why? That was his consecration. To stay with Jesus. To be the child of God true and true. To stay in the place of prayer. What is that thing that no man can take from you? Jesus wants faithful servants. Faithful servants. Faithful servants. Let's pray for ourselves this evening. Just pray for yourself.